Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Quote from Jen. There's really something to be said for someone who lives in the same country as me and whose family doesn't already hate me.
Something to be said. Something to be said.
I'm glad there's a bar.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's, as low as it sounds, someone who lives in the same country as me whose family doesn't already hate me.
What?
We're talking Julian.
She said something about, she was talking about another couple, and she said basically, I forgot what it was, something like, I have it written down somewhere, just kind of this idea of, well, if someone's not showing you that they're loving you, then you have to stand up for yourself. They're not able to, and I went,
yeah,
girl, sit down. Sit down.
You know, of everyone on this show, Jen needs a life coach. Jen needs someone. She needs to
not
pay.
Not therapy.
No.
Life coach, yeah.
She needs an actual, well, everyone could benefit from therapy, but
I would, yeah.
What she needs is so someone can tell her to stop questioning the decisions she makes that are good ones, because she doesn't trust herself. She doesn't trust her decision making. And she needs,
she doesn't even trust her lipstick. She keeps changing it all the way through the tell-all.
Stick with the
dark red one. It's a mood, like, and I love it.
She had like three different looks.
She had like three different lipstick changes. It was a lot. Stick with the red one, actually. Not a lot of people can pull it off, but I loved it.
I will say, her whole look is so much better than being on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It
looks great.
I hope she sticks with that. But what I was going to say is, I want her coach or whatever to help her, that she needs to figure out what she actually wants in this world. Because I don't think, but I'm serious. This is coming hard for you, for everybody listening.
Y'all, if you're watching the intimate portrait right now,
you just got red for
filth. My eyes just popped out of the head because my head, because that was just going for the deep ones, are
you? And also, what you want or what you think you want, and then the idea of, what do I need to be happy?
Because you can't always get what you want.
It was really high.
So you cry sometimes. Dun-dun-dun-dun. You get what you need.
It's almost like, it's like all of a sudden you're someone who has Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
When you're singing that.
Like that one guy. Did he not have Bell's palsy? The one who always looked like he was contorting when he sang.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, yeah, you do. I always used to think it was John Belushi, but he just reminds me of John Belushi because John Belushi would do an impression of him on SNL.
The Blues Brothers?
Yeah. Not the Blues Brothers, but
I don't know who this is.
Joe
Cocker.
Joe Cocker.
Why are you waylaying me?
No, I'm just saying Joe Cocker would sing. He'd be kind of, what songs would he sing?
I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends.
And he kind of like, I didn't know. That was just him emoting.
Anyway, what I was saying is I don't know. She wants so many things, but she's like, do I really need that? Do I really want that? She needs this kind of a coach to help her go. Literally, Jen needs to call someone with every decision.
I got an idea.
And she needs to learn how to make decisions for herself.
Perfect trip for the sissies. We'll do a sissy trip and we'll take them all back to Ardmore and Lone Grove, and they can do the Ardmore Lone Grove tour that you don't really want to do.
I don't.
But you could come with me for the tax write-off.
And then I go to Stillwater.
And you could go to, no, it's Sweetwater. Not Stillwater. No, it's Stillwell. It's by, you go Stillwater or Greasy, and then you can talk to Jen and be her life coach.
And I would say, Jen, I don't want you to put on a pair of underwear without calling me first.
Yes, you sit in her mother's kitchen and just tell her what to do.
And then we establish how to actually make decisions upon what feels right for you, because Jen questions everything.
She does.
And it is a mad place, her brain. And it's sad because I think she's a good person who has a good heart, but boy, she's mixed up. What? Good person?
It's happening
with
again.
Debbie? She's a good person?
You said heart.
With a good heart.
You can't. You've been Miss Debbie
for too long.
You've done this. Who did you do this with before? You did it when we did that digital short of Gay Gardens. You talked like
I had a hard time letting Little Edie go.
You talked about Little Edie, and then there was someone else that you talked like for. It's not good. I can't take this.
Well, you better get used to it. I'll drop it when I drop it. There was someone else, though. You're right. I can't remember who
it was.
There
was someone else that you kept speaking like this. And I had to tell you, like, that's done. That character's gone.
All I'm saying is I think if she had a good chunk of money, someone should help her make decisions.
I agree.
Yeah. She's not a bad person.
This is Toe.
This is
Part
Toe.
Part 3 of the Tell-All.
Last time you're going to say it until next season.
It's true.
This is Toe.
This is T-O-W-Toe.
Last one. Hey, real quick up the top. We mentioned
this
the last
is Toe.
Show. We're going to be doing a little collab with Kim and Kyle from Cray Cray, dropping next week. Talking about B90.
The new season of B90.
A little bit of Toe, but about B90. Kyle really wants to talk about you, me, and my ex. So
kind of get to know you. We're doing a coffee date.
A 90-day coffee date. So just to kind of check in with some friends, you know, a coffee date with friends you haven't seen in a while.
I'd like to point out also that we are both wearing, if you're on the intimate portrait, we are both wearing extremely gay t-shirts.
We are.
You're wearing a shirt with...
it's called the Super Golden Girls.
Super Golden Girls.
Yes.
With...
Do you know who all the superheroes are?
Princess Leia.
Do you know who that is? That's the one people don't know.
That's She-Ra.
Ooh, very good. And you know this one.
I Dream of Genie.
Wonder Woman. And this is I Dream of Genie. Yeah. Very.
Come on.
I feel like that guy on
Come
social.
Come on.
No, my meditation teacher today, who's a big comic nerd, said, okay, I know two of them, and I don't know the other two. And I said, that's because you don't suck dick. And he said, what? I said, you're not gay. I said, if you know who Barbara Eden is or She-Ra is, you're fucking gay.
You suck dick.
Actually, She-Ra could happen because if your husband or boyfriend was obsessed with He-Man, then they would know She-Ra.
Yeah.
But still, it's a stretch. But if they know who Barbara Eden is.
Yeah, you need to be of a certain age.
And when they hear the term Gene Hackman, they think of a major, him looking fucking hot in a major outfit. They gay.
Gene Hackman?
Not Gene Hackman.
Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman. God, he looks so good, though.
He did.
Oh, my God. Ooh, Nick at Night, and they aired that late at night, let's just say.
I don't know where I am anymore. I think we started.
I was glad the parents were in bed, because I was rubbing my own magic lamp, if we know what I mean.
I don't know if I would admit it to that.
I'll just say this, but I'm wearing a Stephen Sondheim shirt. That's all I was trying to say. It didn't need to go on. We hit, it was like being in a pinball machine. We hit Barbara Eden, meditation teacher, She-Ra, Larry Hagman. Sorry, Gene Hackman first, then Larry Hagman. And I finally understood what you're talking about. And then I didn't know where I was. It was this kind of euphoria where I'm like, am I still sitting here?
Oh boy.
Also, Ultimatum Queer Love, y'all. Get into it. This is how we live now. Just get used to watching whatever pieces of garbage we cover, because we know better than you do.
Most of the time. We did have a few flops. Really good.
Yeah. We did choose Labor of Love, and I apologize for that. I also apologize for Sexy Beasts.
But we stopped watching that. Or we just did.
I think we did. Ultimatum Queer Love is wonderfully terrible.
Wonderfully terrible.
I can't stop thinking about how Vanessa, if I was in a relationship with Vanessa, I would probably have to fake my own death. Or fake hers. Yeah. I would make it happen.
Yeah, I think it'd be more of that. Hey, for people on the $15 tier, YouTube Live coming at you this Sunday.
Actually, it already happened.
Yep,
it already happened.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it. We'll get used to that one day.
What was your favorite part of the live?
I think my favorite part was when Cocaine Bear came in and bent me over the Dutch door here. Mm-hmm. And I gave him blueberry pie. Actual blueberry pie.
Actual blueberry pie. And then later chocolate.
He's a fan.
Yeah, I enjoyed that part too. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Anything you sat else? Over there just eating pie.
I did. I love a good pie.
I think
I want pie.
You know, shockingly, I think I love blueberry muffins, but blueberry is my least favorite pie.
I don't enjoy blueberry, and I cannot stand cherry pie.
We've talked about this. You haven't had good cherry pie.
I have had one good cherry pie. Did I? Just tastes like cough syrup to me.
You need real cherries. I think you always had canned cherry pie filling.
I don't like it. I don't think I've ever had a blueberry pie. I want to go to a pie festival. They just had the banjo festival up in Malibu, and I missed it.
I'm bored.
I would go to those. I love going. Do you like little country? I like those little.
No! Why would I like that?
I love the like people have an avocado fest or a pie fest.
Here's the thing.
I'll go
to that, and I'm done in an hour. I want to leave.
Oh, you get to talk to people, though, from around the country.
That sounds like a nightmare.
That's fine. I'm going to look up where there's a pie fest, and I'm going to go.
Go with God. Yeah. Anyway, anything else?
I don't think so.
During the break that just happened, we just finished up with Gabe and Isabel, and there was this moment where Jen just all of a sudden goes,
it just starts crying. It's all kind of hitting her.
The crying, and I will say, watching her this season has been interesting.
Okay.
I still feel like, and some people disagree. A lot of people said it was all fake. I know there was someone who wrote into Nicole Byers' podcast. I don't believe it. I think this was real.
People thought it was recreated. Oh, wait, no, that was... I think it was real.
I have not seen a more compelling storyline in a long time where I believe that they love each other. And there are things separating them where they cannot be together.
Yeah, I believe that. I think what I realized in this, why Jen keeps going back to Rishi, I say this from experience. Jen's dated a lot of assholes.
Yeah, she has.
Just shitty, shitty guys that have been dicks to her. That's not Rishi.
And this guy is actually in love with her.
I think he's in love with her.
And he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. And that's what keeps bringing... I don't even think the dick is that great.
It's not.
But she's not into that anymore. No. Because most people, y'all, by the time you're in your 40s, any adult doesn't care how good the dick is anymore. They just want a companion and a partnership, and someone who loves them. Right, Poodle?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Sure.
So, yeah.
What's the right answer?
But see, I think that's what hit me watching this finally, because we kind of say, what is, because Randy and Myra, they're asking, like, what is it about this guy? That's it.
He actually looks at her and sees her for who she wants to be.
Yeah.
And he brings out the best in her. Unfortunately, her insecurity with what men have done to her in the past. Now, this is the where I also think she's drawn towards lost causes. I think she's fairy tale thinking,
mm-hmm.
Which is another reason she needs a life coach, who needs to teach her how to live in the reality of things, not the what could be.
Mm-hmm.
And but the issue here is that there's so many things happening with the moms. She's like, I'm just realizing the mom is just always like, she's too old for you. She's too old. I just hear it echoing. And so she calls Reed. She's like, I'm calling you because I just needed to tell you that your mom was just so hateful to me and calling me old. And it's just like,
I'm like, fuck her.
Yeah. And if you ever do that to it, she and I will never speak again. Never. And it's just, it's so weird to watch this delay from her. I still find her extremely compelling to watch.
Do you think she's, I don't know if she's being, I'm torn on it because I feel for her because that is really hurtful to hear. And also yeah, I kind of.
Sounds like Darcy. It's hurtful to hear.
I wrote, but girl, I started to write Read the Room and I went, or dot, 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 or Read the Country. So it's this, I think, like,
the thing
this
about
demand
it is,
that she's making to him. I just want to say that. I can talk about it because it's not personal to me, but it feels so personal to her. But I'm watching this go, but it's not personal because that's the way the mother would say about anyone.
To anyone. Especially, she would probably have the same problem if an Indian woman was 46 years old.
To be honest, Jenny didn't really have a problem with, because Jenny just wanted to get married. She right. kept saying, doesn't matter what you think, doesn't matter. And that's kind of the attitude Jen needs to take of just when the mom says that, instead of being hurt by it, I think she might think that this would be a way to get Rishi to acquiesce and like maybe talk to his mom, but it's not going to work.
It's not going to work that way because you're... It's interesting what Debbie was saying, because Debbie is projecting everything about that Osama did to her onto everybody there.
100%.
And also these Americans are only seeing their experience of, in America, we don't usually have our parents determining who we marry. And an American cannot wrap their brain around that.
Mm-mm.
The only reason Tim and Veronica, you knew it, because they'd been around Submit and Jenny. They'd seen it.
Yeah,
they learned something on the Learning Channel.
Said something like, Tim even said, we all know by now.
Yeah.
And you could tell he was inferring, every 90 Day or fan knows by now how this works.
And how strongly a mom, and in this case, a mom and uncle, because there's no father presence because he's passed, how dependent the child is on what they say about how they can get married. Mm-hmm. And they cannot go against their parents. You absolutely cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so easy to defy your mom, as Debbie said. So I just don't think we all understand. It's like, you know, there are some things that are constants in American society. They don't understand the constants of Indian culture. They just don't get it. And so we've said this in the beginning, this is an unwinnable situation. And I believe Tim and Veronica said that.
It's like the wall on Game of Thrones. Unless a cold zombie dragon comes and blows a fucking hole in it, you're not getting past
right. And Jenny blew that hole.
She did. Jenny yeah. blew that hole.
Think what Jenny had to do.
Think,
I mean, it's kind of. It's
tell
kind
her
of,
it was me, tell her it was me.
It's inspiring what Jenny got.
Well, what Jenny was, she was the, she was that, I forget, I'm going to mess up the parable or whatever it is. She was that constant drip of water on that
That's
rock.
Not a parable.
Or whatever that story is, Aesop fable, whatever. Dripping of water on a rock and yeah. then it makes the rock, I think, become dirt. Something.
I don't think that's how it goes, but I'm following you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, she just stayed there. She was just there for so long, they couldn't ignore her.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, I think Jen has a little more self-respect than what Jenny had. And
well, Jen is in a different place in her life.
Yeah, she's 46.
Jen also looks different than Jenny. Mm-hmm. Like, she's got more, quote, capital in American culture of dating.
Yes. So later on, after saying, can you tell her that? And Rishi's like, I will. Rishi finally says, she doesn't know how to talk to people. She's a housewife. I'll, on behalf of her, I apologize, which is basically what he can do. What he's saying, y'all, is his mom can only speak from a traditional Indian culture background.
But she won't apologize. Why she apologize will for never saying apologize. Water is wet?
Yep.
We're not saying it's right, y'all. It's ageism and it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But from their perspective, water is wet.
Yeah.
Sky is blue. Poodle's a whore.
And
it's all constants.
And you can't change a whore.
You can't. You know what? I'm a whore. You're a whore. You're all whores.
And Rishi basically says, I'm on my knees. I'll do anything for you. And so finally, we're back to the set. Everyone's like, where's Jen?
Where's Jen?
And Rishi basically says, I was crying because it was upsetting for me to see her. And y'all, he starts to cry again. And even Danielle,
alligator, big tears.
That miserable bitch says, that's a really empathetic man.
Yeah.
Even Danielle's like, tickets to India. Yeah. Looking up on her phone.
Yeah, but she's a size queen. You know
yeah.
why? She won't travel for that.
No.
She knows. Y'all, she needs that third leg to Roto-Rooter right. Roto-Rooter.
So y'all, Rishi,
he's beautiful when he cries.
He's gorgeous. And he says, all this is happening because of me.
And he looks so, I don't know what's sadder, him crying or him just sitting there in that pathetic, terrible jacket.
Yeah, it's
that ill-fitting. I think he bought it when he was thin.
You know what it looks like
and
to
he's
me?
Not now.
It looks like those Prince costumes that we had in Minneapolis.
Yes.
Those Prince costumes from Nomaza. From the yes. house, the couture house of Nomaza.
I enjoyed that. We that was a fun one we did.
That was a really fun show in Minneapolis.
It was.
That was a really cool venue, the Varsity.
Of course, we were there during a heat wave. I kept telling Poodle how beautiful Minneapolis is in the summer.
It was over 90.
No, it was 102.
It was awful.
It was awful. Maybe next time we go, we'll
yeah,
be
we're
in the
never,
fall.
We're never touring in the summer again.
Well, we already said we're not touring in the winter. So
no,
we basically...
We're touring in the fall.
Yeah.
We gave our tour person saying, this is the dates.
You've got 5 weeks to book us in anything in the country and start us off in the north before it gets cold.
No. Yep. We're getting
there now, though.
We are touring in the fall. Just so if you guys are wondering if you guys are seeing like Crappin's touring right now and a couple other people, they're touring now. We will be touring in the fall. We promise.
We're very excited. So, I meant to say this because I think I said this, but not on a 90-day show. I think I said it on Below Deck. Y'all, I know that Bluebell has a Dr. Pepper float ice cream flavor. I've received probably over 100 messages. I'm not kidding about this.
Because you'd never fucking shut up about Dr. Pepper.
Not true. I'm not upset by it, though. I love them all, and I'm glad you let me know. In fact, I was trying to figure out a way I can get Bluebell ice because I don't plan on going back to Oklahoma for a while, and it's more of a Texas thing. I thought I might ask my mama to go buy some, you know, because she's in Denton.
How's she going to send it to you?
But then I thought maybe we could just dry ice it, but then it would get kind of expensive, and... It'd be like $200 to send me a pint of ice cream, and that just seems ridiculous. Maybe Gold Belly. I don't know, but I don't think I'm going to be able to try. The only thing I can say is, how long does ice cream last in the freezer?
I don't know.
Well, maybe there's an ice cream sissy. Who knows? Because what if I got my mama to
ice
buy
ice cream sissy?
Well, I'll be back in the fall, so maybe my mama could buy some and keep it in her freezer, and then I could have it in the fall.
Great.
You're a foodie. I thought you would know how long you can freeze ice cream for.
You mean how? Oh, I see. She doesn't need to. I think if she doesn't open it, it's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that
can last
the
for a very long time, I guess.
I bet her boyfriend will eat it all, though.
That is another option.
That is another option.
I feel like we need to move on.
Let's take a commercial and we'll be right back.
That's a good idea.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're back.
We're back.
Oh, I just did what to you, what you did to me. I just went. Talk about Scandaball.
It's not, you can't keep calling it Scandaball.
That's what it's called.
No, it's called the Vanderpump Rules.
But everybody calls it Scandaball.
Well, there were other things that happened this season on Vanderpump Rules, but no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, who cares?
Y'all, the Vanderpump Rules reunion part one was last night.
Yes, there was that Darcy rumor too and all that stuff, but I think it's just a rumor.
They did know one another.
Y'all sent this to a lot.
But they did know one another, but I'm sure Darcy says, yeah, I had a fling with him. I think she probably says that a lot of people, but Aniko had posted.
She probably said it, and Aniko posted, and she went, it'll be good press.
Yeah, probably. And his rep has said they know one another, but Tom denies a fling. I think at this point it would be good PR.
At this point it would.
I just go through some of my notes here. I just took a couple of things. It was pretty much what you'd expect, that open season on Tom Sandoval. Mm-hmm. And Ariana looked like a fucking queen, as you would imagine. And everyone on the stage hates Tom Sandoval, except for Schwartz, who
can't because they're business partners.
He's deeply disappointed. I still say, and I really believe it now, I still say they had threesomes with Raquel. the Toms and Raquel. It just feels that way to me. And that's why Schwartz is lying about the time where I can totally see Sandoval doing it. Schwartz would be like not good with it, but he would like hold the camera or something. And I'm certain that Schwartz has stuff to say about this relationship. He is being, and as Katie said to him on the finale or the right before this, why don't you tell the truth and be on the right side for a change? Horrifically brutal. But
I mean, Tom Sandoval just looks like a cheater. Just his face. He just looks slimy.
He does have a cheater face.
A cheater face. And he looks like a villain from a Charlie Chaplin
movie.
He
looks like he should be twisting his mustache.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah.
Like someone should just follow him around with an out-of-tune piano playing it all the time. Do-do-do-do.
Well, he's always been a douche, but you there was part of you thought that there was a douche that wanted to do right by them, but there were always two sides of him that was always an eternal child, and that's why he was a cheater. It was anyway, so that was that. The big thing that we kind of found out is that Schwartz knew about this in like 2022. So this is not, so this is something he kept from his friend group. So now they kind of hate him too. And of course, and Raquel, at one point Raquel just went, Annie Cohen said, Sandoval, once you started your relationship with Raquel, why not come clean to Ariana right then? And Raquel's like in a trailer and she's like, yeah, answer the question. And I'm like, another reason why you need to go to a facility and someone needs to work on you.
Is Raquel the one he had the affair with? So they're not in the same room.
No. I think later on they were.
They're saving that for part two.
Oh. But I'm like, well, she needs to go away and get help. Mm. She's not right.
So it's going to be explosive in this next part. Oh, are they saving
this
her for three?
This was nothing. Part one was nothing. And I just want to say, and she forgave him for cheating with the Miami girl earlier. Cause there was a girl in Miami.
Oh, okay. Miami.
But just know that y'all, this is reality TV as we have never seen it before. I will say if you're wanting to get into this, there are things online where you can see what episodes to watch. You don't have to watch like all 10 seasons. I hadn't watched it probably in 7 seasons, and I just caught up on a couple of things. And now I kind of know what's happening. I still watch that finale, or that the finale I watch like this. And
his
watched,
mouth was open for the people listening.
And I watched the reunion kind of like uncomfortably like this, because just to see Sheena and the way the level of contempt they have for Tom Sandoval currently is unbelievable, because all these people started off as friends and they were actual friends at working in a restaurant.
People usually cheat on with.
And the thing is, they've all cheated with each other. Annie Cohen even said that. Do you not think it's like hypocritical for you to think that be hard on Sandoval for cheating with Raquel when you all cheated with each other? I didn't make my face as wrinkly as he normally does, mm-hmm. and my eye was not wonky. But and they kind of went, oh, wait, he just called us out. But I will say this is much worse, because they were the longest couple, basically. Anyway, that is my Vanderpump Rules.
There you go.
I'll be probably doing another one next week, because it's going to get crazy.
It gets crazy.
Since we bring out Raquel.
Raquel, I love that name. That was my favorite restaurant going up, Raquel's. Ironically enough, right across the street from Dale's Market, where I had my bike accident.
It's Dale's, right?
Dale's Market.
D-A-L-E-S?
Dale's Market, yeah.
And is a market, was it a supermarket or like a convenience store?
No, they actually had like a little center section.
I'm so sorry I asked.
With like fruits and vegetables.
Interesting.
Yes. And they had candy bars and candy and milk. And they had a slushy machine with the little dog.
Oh, I love
remember
those.
Remember the droopy dog? Yes. My mama wouldn't let me get those except for special
Snoopy
occasions.
Snoopy snow cones. I had one.
We had a Snoopy snow cone thing at home, but this was the, not Snoopy, slushy. But the slushy dog. I don't think they make those anymore. No. And porn. It had some Playgirl magazines and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of my friends stole one time. I was horrified.
Because it was a girl?
Yes. And because he stole. I thought they put a tracker in it or something like that.
A Playgirl or a Playboy?
A Playboy. The one where they have the... Or no, that's a Playgirl.
No, a Play...
What's the one where the women...
You are such a fag. The Playgirl is the one with the men. Playboy is the one with the naked ladies.
Okay, it was a Playboy he stole.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You weren't into it.
Do you know what? But I did read the articles. I actually did. They were
good.
We
need to move on. We need... I'm begging you.
Very good.
So, y'all, the most important thing is Jen's like, and you know what? If I maybe got a number or maybe a guy gave me his number, I asked for a guy's number, what's to stop me from pursuing that opportunity? And y'all, she got Julian's number.
Julian.
Debbie's son, Julian.
He's single. He like you said, he lives here.
His family single, doesn't. Maybe with a little anger problems, but why not? And he lives in the country and his family doesn't already hate me.
It's win-win.
That line, it's, and the way, to me, it's the way they say it with such utter honesty. They're like, and he lives in my country and his family doesn't hate me.
And it's so funny, Jen, they don't hate Jen. She thinks they do because they're calling her old.
But, something personal.
Which, that's one of the worst things you could say. I think you would probably take it the same way because you, that's the worst thing people can say to you, calling
no,
you old.
Here's what I would say. I would have asked Rishi, are your parents alive? Oh. If I was with an Indian man... And his parents were still alive. Nope, I'm not going near that.
Yeah.
Those are some in-laws.
Yeah, those are some in-laws.
Yeah. Y'all, it's y'all, especially Indian sissies, y'all know. Y'all just, you, it's like Zarna Grog. I never heard her name, but the Indian comic. She said, my sister-in-law or my husband's sister, she's like, she lives a good life. Her husband works out of town and she has dead in-laws.
There you go. There you go. You're not wrong.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if I dated an Indian man, I'd need to see a death certificate of both parents.
All right. So,
because I wouldn't be dealing with this shit, y'all. I would not be dealing with it.
We need to move on.
Miserable bitch and Johan.
Oh. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you?
That I don't never have to see her again this season?
yes. Danielle says, and I don't know if this is true, she says all of our issues have manifested from communication.
That's your version of events.
Because Johan says, he agrees with that, but he says, and the trust.
And also, you are constantly trying to put him down and emasculate him and just make him feel less than consistently. That's how you do in life. You go through your life that way. Because you're a miserable bitch.
I don't know why they didn't. They brought up...
She got off. They never she got showed.
Because they brought up earlier with, not Randy, but the other one saying, you emasculate him.
Yes.
And then we actually saw the clip of her saying, you're basically my wife.
Yeah. They,
and they didn't comment on that.
No one picked up on that. What they did, however, is they gave him his worst. They gave her the nice edit. They gave him his worst hits. Like all the things. And y'all... He delivered by acting a piece of shit later on.
They didn't show her in the butcher shop.
He showed his ass.
This is what's going to happen, y'all. I'm telling you now. If they break up or if they have already.
Yep, I know what you're going.
I think they are leading us to Daniels on the single life.
That actually makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, we're going to see more of her.
Her berate. You know what? I'd like to see her berate losers. Like, I would like to see her chew a bunch of guys out, just up and spit them out.
Which is what she would do.
Yeah. So just know this, y'all. If you're watching, if you don't watch the tell-all, or for some reason, if you're hoping that, or you haven't listened and you're going to watch later, or you haven't watched, but know that she doesn't get any type of comeuppance here.
No.
I think they recognize her as a future tentpole of this franchise. She's definitely good TV. You hate her.
Well, again, y'all, what we said on Matt Sharp, they don't want someone that we love. They want someone that we talk about.
Yeah. And we definitely talked about her. So
they love that we called her a miserable bitch on our podcast. Yeah. They probably love that she brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Did we create this? Did we make Danielle a star?
I will never take responsibility for that. No. No, she was created in a place with fire and brimstone. So, basically, they're talking about Johan and not thanking her at her birthday party. And Danielle did say that was the first time I saw how cold and cruel he could be. I agree with her there.
I agree.
He does. It is a little scary. And I think for that to be brought up, they were literally showing the worst parts of him.
They were.
He is, y'all, he's by no means good.
I mean, he didn't show the best part of himself.
No. Which is his big, humongous baby arm dong. Bigger than a baby's arm. More like a toddler's arm.
What I realized after watching this, I went, are they perfect for one another? Like, is he an asshole too? Because he is. He really is a fucking man-child.
Yeah, he is.
And I really think because he thinks he's good looking, tall, and has a huge dick, he's God's gift.
And Debbie did say, well, why do you bring an ex fun bunny?
Yeah, why
bring fun bunny is the new thing for fuck buddy, and I kind of love it.
I'm here.
Fun bunny.
Got a fun bunny. Fun bunny.
Fun bunny. Wherever I go, he fucks me.
Fun bunny.
Fun bunny. Fun bunny and me and another guy if he wants to come over.
New from Hasbro.
Hasbro.
Hasbro. Has-ho.
So,
that's where Jen says, if you can't trust the person, then why be in a relationship? And I went, you hired a catfish or your friend is a catfish. Sit down, Jen. Go reapply your lipstick.
Now, what's interesting is Tim does say to Danielle, flip it around. We're talking about the ex and Talon, yeah, which is a name I still don't think exists, and I think someone made it up. I'm sorry.
Looked good, though, this tell-all.
To me, he looked like an NBA player. It's the same, like, black turtleneck
Kim
with a
actually
chain.
From Cray-Cray was like, he looked so fucking hot. I was like, he did look hot. I love that turtleneck and chain look. What's his name did that? Veronica's boyfriend, and he looked Jamal. And
oh,
he
Jamal.
Good.
That's
a good tongue pop.
It was. But Tim says, flip it around, Danielle. What would you do if he brought in one of his ex-girlfriends? And she's like, oh, I would invite her in. I want to meet that bitch. Yes, because that's who she is. She would need to compare herself because that's how she goes
like,
through the world.
I would have questions. And she tries to act like buddy, but she would do it to basically to get the power, to get the control.
And everyone kind of laughed, but I don't know what's worse, like freaking out about meeting an ex or intimidating the ex.
No, and Tim even brought up like, look, I can't blame him if the day before his birthday, you want him to recover the next day and separate that. Tim's like, and I agree with Tim. He said, that would ruin my birthday too, and I think his reaction is valid.
I also want to bring up the idea of Danielle keeps saying I'm not going to allow him to make all the decisions of who my friends can be. I need to bring up the fact that I doubt a lot of straight Dominican men have friends who are women.
Yeah.
I doubt that's very common.
No.
Because I know in especially cultures that where there's a lot of machismo, that's not common.
No, it's not.
And so she's never going to have that problem. For Danielle, Danielle's going to hold on to as many exes as she can because she loves to violate someone's boundaries.
Well, and she wants to, she needs to collect people so that way they can help her.
Yes. And she, the kink of someone always being there, and she'd never admit to this, but she loves it that she's friends with all her exes.
Speaking of someone being there, by the way, I refilled the water bottle the guy tied up in the closet.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's like one of those things that rabbits have.
Yeah. Yeah. He's fine. So, yeah. He's still beating in there. He's good.
Good. Conscious?
Yeah.
And then we're fine.
Okay.
I know the little ball was a little hard for them to like lick it, so I'm glad they he'll burrow in the cedar.
He's
the
still
cedar
had an erection, so
fine.
He's happy.
Good.
That's how you know.
Good. Yeah, he's all warm and cedary, so it'll be great after this.
Wow.
Okay, that was one of the darkest things I've ever said on the podcast.
Wow.
And disturbing. Wow. Even I'm a little taken aback by this. I promise I don't have a human gerbil in my closet today.
Today.
Wow.
Wow.
So I just I want to follow up on that. I think so she's thinking that he can't control her friends. He's never going to let her meet any exes.
No.
Because he will stop dating them and they will, because he was never friends with them.
Yeah.
He thought of them as a potential fuck or a potential wife.
Even when Taylan comes out, Johan doesn't say one word to him. Even though the last thing we saw was them being all friendly and chummy playing basketball. But that's because Johan is ironically a very insecure man.
Yep.
And he's fucking 14 years old.
Yeah.
If that.
But I think the thing is what I was saying about friends, she knows Johan is this way.
Mm-hmm.
She knows Johan is jealous, doesn't have female friends, is distrustful of people who talk to their exes. She doesn't care because she has no respect for anyone else's boundaries but hers.
He gives her good dick.
Yeah.
You give good dick to me, you hern.
Wow. Anyway,
so good.
I also want to point out that Isabel said, yeah, Gabe's not meeting an ex.
Well, for Gabe, she said, for me, it's not about, and honestly, Debbie
sacrifice.
Agreed with this, and other people said, once you're with someone, sometimes you just... parts of your life close. And they talked about, Debbie and Isabel talked about, it's respect, not trust. I see the point of that in that it's a little bit different in queer relationships. There's a little bit more of a leeway. But, I mean, this isn't my...
They've only been married a year. Two.
My brother and sister-in-law have been married for 25 years.
Yeah.
I don't think my brother... would let her go have lunch with her ex. And my brother's ex-girlfriend from high school that he dated for like 4 years lives in the same home, same town. And my sister-in-law would not let him just go have lunch with her. So this idea that Daniel's like, where is this coming from? Nobody's like this in America where I'm from. That's bullshit.
It's almost like she's trying to act like everyone's friends with her exes. This is what we all do.
Yeah.
And I will say, I am friends with some of mine.
I've already made, there is different for queer relationships.
I agree. And if I was with someone for like a year, I probably, and they were coming into town, what I would do is tell my ex that I was going, or actually I would ask.
Would you let the guy you're seeing now, like, would you let him have dinner with his ex? Well, y'all aren't married or committed. You're just dating, so it doesn't matter.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
So if you had a boyfriend, though, if you had a long husband. So if you had a husband, would you let them go have dinner with their ex?
Could I also be outside in the bushes?
I'd be driving the car.
Okay, yeah. You best bet I'd be there.
Because he'd recognize your car, so he'll use mine.
True. You know,
I would have to really think about it. It wouldn't be something I would just say. Of course, I'm not very trusted in men these days, but still, I don't think I would even before. But I'd be like, why? Unless it'd be different if you were with someone for 10 or 20 years, if you had a child with them, of course. Taylor was just a fuck buddy to her.
Yeah.
They didn't even really have this deep friendship.
Taylor is simply a symbol in about how far she can push Johan.
He's a pawn.
Yeah. And we all know it. And yeah. Danielle is saying, this is someone, it's a friend in my life. He is not going to decide on my friends. These were all crocodile tears from her. However, she got a really good edit because he got a terrible one because he kept digging. And he's like, I don't feel comfortable. They were a couple. They had sex. And I don't feel good that he's in the same room as her.
I think she would still stay married to him. But first, we see the clip of them talking about their dicks. And what was it that made Johan spin out?
She has pictures of him in her house.
Oh, and at first I went, oh, I can't believe that. And then Danielle said,
it was in a drawer.
Their pictures are in a drawer. I keep all my pictures. And I went,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's normal. I will not defend her.
Did you hear her say, and this was so telling, she's like, you know what? I will apologize if I ever hurt my husband. And I'm like, did you parse that wasn't an apology?
It was very much, I'm sorry you feel that way.
No, I will apologize if I hurt my husband.
Yeah.
She did not apologize.
No.
It sounded a lot like an apology, but it wasn't. But he's my husband. He's the only man I want to have sex with.
I will give up control of things. Never. She will never give up control. That's a bold-faced lie.
But then she said, and you know what? If I don't control everything, nothing gets done, which I also agree is true.
I also, because he's a child.
Yeah.
But because she said, well, he knew who I was when he married me. Honey, you knew who he was.
Yep.
You knew who he was more than he about knew you.
This is.
But he's done. He's like, I'm not going to go to therapy. She says, I want to go to therapy. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. And he completely shuts down and said, and he does that threatening thing again of you're playing with fire, which is scary. Even Veronica says, I don't like that shit at all.
He turned everyone on the stage against him. With kind of the veiled threats,
yeah.
Which feels sinister and feels like.
Because it feels like he's going to hit her.
I don't
think he means that, but it feels that way when he says it. Yeah.
And it feels like not everyone's safe, y'all. And as soon as we don't feel safe, we immediately
get an erection
behind. And sometimes, yes, but very specific places. I was going to say, as soon as we don't feel safe from one person,
mm-hmm.
we run behind the other partner.
Yeah.
And because we need to protect them. She knows exactly what she's doing here.
Master. Her and Nicole could teach classes.
I agree.
She does teach classes on how to find your... What if that's what her woman empowerment classes are all about? Of her, like, just telling her ways of how to be a miserable bitch and get that dick.
How to be a bitch and get that dick.
In 10 days.
I don't know. It was some podcast. My friend sent it to me. I don't know. They have some kind of show, gays. I don't know. I normally love gay men, but not these.
Not these.
And they called me a miserable bitch.
Say it. It's reality gays. Or actually, Danielle's not listening, but if not, keep my name out of your mouth.
Yeah. Then he dares to say, when you have a business and that business is losing money, when he referred to his relationship or his wife as a business, even Sean went, oh, my goodness.
She was like, oh, I don't care how big your dick is. We out. We out.
And even Sean's like, we need to go. I wish you both the best.
Wish you both the best. That's the tell-all, everybody. And everyone's just standing on stage, shell-shocked, and Chris is over there with the shivers.
I don't think that... This was a great cast because of the situations they were put in. I don't think this cast gelled well with one another.
No.
I doubt we will see a lot of these people again on Happily Ever After.
So that's what I was going to ask you, or potentially 90 Day. We are definitely going to see Danielle Miss Mood on 90 Day. We know that.
And I think we will, if Danielle.
Yeah, if you sound like Mrs. Seibert in that poem.
If, you mean Nicole and Mahmoud, you said Danielle.
I did, thank you.
Danielle and Johan, we might see again on another version of Toe when she's still down there, but I think she's back in the U.S. now.
Maybe they're doing 90 Day Fiancé. Hmm. He wants to come here.
Maybe.
Maybe she acquiesced on that to get him to calm down.
We're going to see, I'm almost certain we're going to see Debbie on The Single Life unless she has decided that this whole thing isn't for her.
Oh, I think Debbie's going to be on The Single Life. I think the couple that has the most staying power for the other way is Jen and Rishi.
Me, I agree.
Because I don't think she's going to be done with him yet, y'all.
Nope, I agree. I think she's also good TV. I think they're good TV. I don't think Gabe and Isabel will do it again unless they can maybe do pillow talk, but I don't know how that translates.
She doesn't speak English very well, so I don't know.
Gabe and Monica?
Probably. It'll probably be Gabe and Monica. Guarantee you that's probably what it'll be.
Who else? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Who else are we missing? Anybody?
Don't think Osama's going to be seen again.
Chris and Jamie, we're never seeing again.
I don't think we'll ever see them again. No.
No.
Although I would love to watch Chris on The Single Life.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine what a hot mess that would be?
We're going to Fireball Freddy's tonight for my first dinner with a girl.
We're going to dinner. Well, she canceled. She said she got in a car accident on the way here up on Tater Hill. Oh, no. That my cousin Georgie died up there on Tater Hill.
My neck's hurting real bad.
Or she's got a cancer. Hey, I can't go on this date because my sciatica's up again. Sorry. I'm so excited
and
for
then
a onesie
date.
We see
her mom going, oh, honey, oh, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
So the little things at the end, was there anything that you want to talk about? Everyone just kind of said, Gabe says, we all have problems. I just wanted to get better in our relationship.
But it was weird. There was not any. We watched this. They sent it to us. So there was this thing they called, there were little vignettes.
Snapaways.
We're going to mention them. We don't know if y'all saw them or not.
No, they didn't, I'm sure. They didn't.
So, okay, well, you know, but it kind of, usually there's more tell-all, information,
stuff.
And there really wasn't. They all just kind of summed up everything.
We also heard Debbie say, seeing Osama was very strange. He looked like a corpse, but I haven't closed the door to him. You really should.
She did say that.
You really should.
If she's on the other way, oh boy.
And I do say, Nicole said, you know, the takeaway is these traditions that people in other countries have are very set. And we have to stand up and like, that's been your thesis the entire season. And you just stated it, your thesis, because that's why you went on the show. I am convinced. Anyway, they're fine, though, because now she's got her little Egyptian beauty in America.
Exactly,
where he needs her.
And Jen knows that Rishi loves her and she loves him. And that's all she knows right now.
And I don't regret falling in love with him.
So that's kind of it with the tell-all. So that's all I got.
That's all I've got. That's
the
season.
That is the season.
Wow. I'm excited for B90, but I kind of wish we had 2 weeks to kind of ruminate.
I wish they would give us a little time off, but sadly.
No, they got another top coming in.
Yeah, another top coming in.
There's no time.
We will let y'all know that, y'all. It's coming up sooner, I think, because it's going to be almost June. But the week of July 4th, we will be taking off.
We'll be taking off.
So we will be, I think they will be, I know that I think will be the week that Love in Paradise will end.
Yep.
There will be a 90 day that week. We will not be covering those.
Yeah. We take a week off of Christmas and usually a week off 4th of July.
And then, and we will talk about them when we come back. And so from the break. But anyway, just gearing you up for that now, because some of you are going to go, oh God.
Yeah.
But you'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, right, Poodle?
Yes. And if you're an attractive older lady, like in her 40s, like Jen, my son Julian has a very nice Ford Focus that he has tricked out.
Wow.
So call us.
A Focus?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Only a mild case of anger management.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.